Front Page Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed until 2.25 million pounds of paper have gone through them to make up to 7 million copies of the American Weekly.
Great fiction.
Interesting features.
Factual articles. Color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. Properly called The Nation's Reading Habit, it comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, The Servant of Satan, is an original radio drama based upon an article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title, Stalin's Delilah, by Pierre Lazarev. Nadia Plevitskaya, a woman of charm, beauty, and impelling personality. In the early 1900s, she was a singer in the Yazoo, the most famous cabaret in Moscow. Those were the years of gaiety in Russia, the days of soft lights and music, the days of easy money, beautiful women, and somberly lit cabarets. They were also the days when Rasputin lived, Father Gregory, as he was called, the man who terrorized and yet controlled the Kremlin. It was he who frequently spent his evenings in the Yazoo. He, like many others, came to hear the lovely voice of Nadia Plevitskaya, and after a few visits, it became the habit for her to sit at his feet.
Yes. Sit here on my right, my dear. The light strikes you better. Ah, yes. You are lovely.
Thank you, sir. You're so kind. You have to say the nicest thing to me.
Ah, yes. You are truly lovely. Far too lovely to be singing here for a few paltry pennies. Yes, yes, yes. A pity that such what shall we say, talent should be wasted in a smelly cabaret.
That's all very well, but what is to happen to me if I leave this smelly cabaret, as you call it?
Why, one such as you.
Yes, one such as me. With my husband too far away to take care of me.
Ah, yes, my dear. That is why I say it is such a pity. It is because you have a husband that you can do what others would not even attempt.
What is it? I am, what you might say, clever. I would know how to do what I'm told if you would
tell me. Yes, that is what I want to hear. Russia can be ours if you are, as you say, clever. But that is more than necessary, and you must be clever with the right people. Say little, but find out much.
I know. I've seen and I've learned. I can do all that and more, too. But, Nadia, I must be cared for, as I think.
Da, that is the least of it. Here, take this as a token of our relations. It's all crushed.
Oh.
Hollow inside.
Oh, but it is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, here, listen to me. Tomorrow I will take you to court. Because you are married, there will be no talk.
Uh-huh.
You must meet and in such a way as to cause no suspicion. The Duchess of the Georgian.
Mm-hmm.
Rasputin has been murdered.
Huh?
They're holding the prince.
Alas! Murdered!
They're
going
to Rasputin! They're going to Rasputin! They're going to Rasputin! They're going to Rasputin!
Nadia, why don't you go back? I tell you, I'm weary. My men are worn out. Tired. They haven't eaten in days.
But I tell you, my husband, I have come to help.
You expect me to believe that? You think I do not know of your association with the old government? About Rasputin. I know where your allegiance lies.
Please, you're unfair. I know now what is right. I will prove it to you. I wish to join your forces. I want to be a revolutionist, just as you.
Oh, what do you wish to be? Fire the cannons, but charge with the cavalry.
I do not lie. Yeah. I can help you. With me in the ranks, they will fight until they drop. Let me try.
Yeah. Wait, Nadia. That may be. Yes, it may be that you can help. Yes. It's worth a chance.
There, that red flag hanging over you. Give it to me. Now, off comes this lovely dress. Then, like this, place the flag around you. Oh, now you see. A very appropriate costume for a member of the Red Army. Now, show me which way to the trench.
Yes, Nadia, come with me.
General Skobin.
Yes?
In the raid, we captured Madame
Plevitskaya, favorite of Rasputin. Why, she used to sing for the Tsar. And what do you have to tell me?
If the gentleman will leave us, General, you might like to hear what I have to say.
Go. Ah. Now we are alone. I will be pleased to hear what you have to tell me.
General, it is true. I was captured with the Red Army. But you see, for one so defenseless as me, I had no choice. They forced me to join you.
Oh, no, not one so lovely as
you. Oh, but General. Oh, if I may sit here next to you, we can talk quietly.
Certainly.
You know how the Tsar likes me? You know I was his humble and devoted servant. I will tell you what I learned of the Reds. My poor husband, his dead mouth. I saw him fall. Just a few minutes before I was trying to convince him of the folly of his talk.
Allegiance and loyalty could change for Nadia Plevitskaya to meet her own needs. Shortly after the meeting with General Skoblin, they married. When things went badly for him during the revolution, they went on to Paris, then to New York during the years of 1926 to 28. Nadia worked as a singer, save for the return to France. In Paris, she sang at benefits for the White Russians. It was this association that Nadia used as a tool to further her ends, because she never really severed her contacts with the revolutionaries.
Nicholas, Nicholas, sit down. I have something to tell you.
No, no, I have no time to talk. I'm going out.
Going out? But I want to talk to you. I have come to the conclusion that you must be made head of the White Russians. We have no money left, and there's practically no controversy for me anymore.
Not now. I'm going out. I must meet someone.
But at least tell me who you are to me.
No, no, I cannot. It is politics.
Oh.
Do not wait. I do not know when I will be home.
Oh, so that is it. Oh, no. Even he cannot do that to Nadia. We shall see. Hello? Larry 7701, please. Don't think I don't know who is O.C. Hello? Comrade Rakowski? Yes. This is Nadia. Yes, hello. Can I see you this evening? Very well. Yes, I'll be there in just a few minutes. Oh, Comrade Ambassador, I'm so glad to see you. This could not wait until morning.
Yes, yes, Nadia. What is it you ask?
My husband, Comrade, he's going to get away from me, from you too. Oh, when to think I had almost succeeded in having him made head of our immigration service to oblige him to work with us.
Yes, but what can I do, Nadia? We cannot have it be known that I even see or the White Russians would become suspicious.
Yes, I know that, but that is not the point. We are in need of money, badly need of it, and I cannot help the Soviet political police with my reports unless I have money on which to live.
The money part I will take care of now. But now, as for having Skoblin appointed, what about that, huh?
There's only one way. I have come with a plan. It is very simple.
Nadia Plevitskaya playing both sides of the game, swearing allegiance to the White Russian party in Paris, and the quiet secret officer of the Reds, telling them all she was able to learn through her association with the opposing party. Nadia made a secret trip to the Kremlin and was later met there by her husband. Skoblin told the dictator of the confidence Demiller, now head of the White Russians, had in her. Shortly after that talk, when she returned to Paris, Demiller disappeared. This event led her into the hands of the Paris police.
Tell me, where has he gone? What do you know about Demiller? Talk, woman, talk! Well, this will be the end of you.
I tell you, I do not know. My husband left me in the morning, and I haven't seen him since. I do not know what happened to the Miller. I do not know.
You do know. You'll tell her you'll sub floors of prison until you die. Now, for the last time, I tell you, talk.
Oh, say you, I do not know. I've heard nothing of either of them. Please, I'm so tired. I cannot stand this. I am weak.
After this. Faster, I say. How? So the lovely Nadia Plevitskaya, singer to the Tsar, is now scrub woman number 3225. Scrub, I say.
Please, I'm going to tell you that, Kent. My hands, they are cracked and bleeding. Please.
There, you convict, you spy. Take that. See if that'll make your scrub faster. Oh. Don't fear, lovely one. You may yet end up in a Russian prison.
No! No, never! I will never go! Never, never, never! I tell you, never! I will not! No! That is it. Oh, Rasputin crossed. He said it was hell on his face. Yes, Nadia, you have seen the last of this life. Poisonous, that is just. And the last of your beloved Rasputin.
Who's dead? Yeah. Dead poison in that little cross.
Yep.
The lovely one is gone at last.
Nadia Plevitskaya died in self-destruction in the prison at Iran. Spy, special agent, anything on either side to meet Nadia's needs for money and for power. You have just heard the front-page drama, The Servant of Satan, an original radio drama based upon a very timely and educational article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title, Stalin's Delilah. This is but one of the many worthwhile stories, articles, and other excellent features that make up every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as part of the Hearst Sunday newspaper. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The glamour of Broadway is a magnetic phrase. It draws people from every corner of the earth, uses them as it wills, and sometimes tosses them back where they came from. This week's front page drama, To Broadway and Back, is an original radio play suggested by an article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Imagine a small mining town in Pennsylvania. Imagine, too, a girl of 16 years. Her father, seldom sober, barely providing the necessities of life for his large family. Think of this girl now, the mother of a son. For she had married at 14. It's one New Year's Eve, and this child mother, Karen Seaton, is attending a party in a tavern with a few friends, trying somehow to find laughter instead of the tears she had known all her short life.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. New Year's Eve, and me sitting here twiddling my thumbs wondering where my precious husband lit out for.
Ain't you heard nothing at all from him, Carolyn? Ain't you?
No, I ain't you. I don't expect I ever will, either.
Any guy that could run out and not even leave a crumb for his kid ain't going to overwork Uncle Sam's mail department.
Gee, Carolyn, I know it must be tough, but can't you forget it for a while? Gosh, New Year's Eve don't come every Saturday night, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, your little kid's all right. Ain't as if your mother didn't know how to take care of him after having eight like you.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jeff.
Come on, Carolyn. Canvas off, Sophie. Let's make it a night. Hey, how's about doing your tap dance? You know, one of those little ones. The boys will play for you if you ask them, huh?
No, Jeff, I'm too tired for that.
Ah, come on, baby. This party's deader than the slate thing. Come on, get up and show them how. I'll go with you and ask the boys to play for you.
All right, Jeff, but just one and then I'm going home. She ain't feeling so hot.
That's the stuff, baby. Come on. Hey, fellas. Hey, you with the banjo there. How's about playing something for little Carolyn here? She's going to put some life in this game.
Oh, sure. What'll it be, mister? Anything you say.
Something for cats, boys.